Devotion of our souls. Om Brahma, Om Vishnu, Om Shiva, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, our beloved Jesus Christ, Supreme Master Babaji, Great Master Lahiri Mayasha, Master Swami Sri Yogeshwaji, our beloved Guru Paramhamsaji Yogananda, and the saints and sages of all religions, we bow to thee all. May the light of Christ consciousness flow through us as it had manifested in thy life. Open the doors of consciousness that we may perceive in this incarnation the universal Christ consciousness throbbing within our hearts. Bless us that we understand the truth and feel thy love. And may thy love shine on the sanctuary of our devotion, that we may awaken this love in all hearts. Om Christ Gurus. Good evening, folks. We are gathered here tonight, myself, Sunny, and Al, to wish you a Merry Christmas. At the same time, to participate in group meditation, I would like you to join us and commune with Christ. I want to tell you something very important tonight, and that is how to see the beloved Jesus within ourselves. You may ask, how do you see a person? And the answer is, the eye. The eye is constructed like a camera. It has a dark chamber, a lens through which light is admitted, and a sensitive plate on which the light acts. In the human eye, the sensitive plate is the retina. Light acting upon photosensitive chemical substances in the retina, creating impulses that are transmitted to the brain, which interprets them as visual images. When you hear a sound, it too is converted into touch. You not only hear, but you feel it also as vibratory sensation. Similarly, light does not go into the brain as light, but acts on the photosensitive cells of the retina. The result is a chemical stimuli activating nerve impulses that travel to the brain and are converted there into mental images having form, line, and color. The retina is actually a thin outpocketing of the brain around which the eye has formed. In fact, when you see a person, you're not seeing him but a photographic image. The power of vision is in the brain. But if the brain is anesthetized, you cannot see anything. Even when you become absent-minded, your brain does not respond to the impulses coming into it from the retina. You are unaware of outer happenings. Many years ago, our guru, Paramhansaji, when he was a young boy, happened to be in a state of samadhi, or divine ecstasy. His uncle was so alarmed that he struck him in an effort to arouse him. Master heard him saying, "What is the matter with you? I slapped you 3 times, yet you did not respond." Master was so deep in concentration that he had no bodily sensations. His mind was so focused on God that all sensory perception of his uncle's presence and of his slaps failed to register. We see then that we must have some form of contact, and that is where the eyes are important. The eyes act as a two-way camera. It photographs images from the outer world and also images from the subconscious and superconscious realms, the electrical nature. Our waking mind, our conscious mind, reacts to retinal impressions, observing images, objects, persons that are in line with the vision. How then may a person see Jesus? This is the question tonight. We who have lived and have read of Jesus, who has lived thousands of years ago, would like to perceive him not as a mental image, but the body of Jesus and the bodies of all saints who have lived on this earth plane and were immortalized in cosmic consciousness. God. It is possible, and the great ones can appear before us at any time. More so tonight, which is dedicated to Jesus. How do such visions occur? There is a definite science to it. The technique is to focus your eyes at the Christ center in the forehead between the eyebrows. When your eyes are upturned in this way, you shut off the awareness of outer lights. Gradually, slowly, you will begin to see another light. This light is of a bluish color. Where does that light come from? It is the astral light of the brain, the electrical nature of man, that issues from the pineal eye or gland and the medulla oblongata, and that is reflected in your spiritual eye in the center of the forehead. This is the single eye of which Jesus spoke of when he said, "If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." As you gaze at a point between the eyebrows, slowly focusing the mind and thinking of Jesus, we will begin to see that it takes shape. Now we know that in order to see an object with shape, light is necessary. One cannot see in the dark. Therefore, all saints saw in visions in a state of light, not physical light, but astral light. It is necessary then to shut off your physical vision first. If you close the eyelids when looking upward at the spiritual eye, there is a strong possibility that your eyes will move restlessly. Now, to achieve success, the half-open eyes have to be concentrated at the sacred Christ center. But if that is a strain, then close the lids and keep the eyes focused at the point between the eyebrows, but don't fall asleep. If the eyes are restless, the light of the medulla goes through the two physical eyes and you see only objects in this world of duality. But in order to see the astral light, you must focus your eyes at the Christ center calmly, without strain, relaxed, with deep concentration and devotion. And in that astral eye, you evoke the vision of Jesus. Our Guru has seen Christ many times. Jesus is olive colored. not dark-skinned, but of an olive complexion. His eyes are dark brown. His nose is a little bit flattened at the tip. His mustache, sparse beard, and long hair are black. His face and body, beautifully formed. If you see the astral light of the spiritual eye, and then continuously invoking Jesus, forgetting time, you will have the divine experience of beholding him. But you must make the effort. Keep your whole attention on that light in the spiritual eye. Now, you want the vision of Christ. Don't try to visualize his appearance, but silently generate the thought at the point between the eyebrows, mentally, saying, "Please come to me," and continue with devotion. "Please come to me." Then from that cosmic source, the light of God will materialize in the astral field around you. It will enter in the medulla and grow through the two eyes and become reflected on the screen of Christ's center, and bring the image from the outside so that you can focus your attention at the Christ center. Until the physical light vanishes and the astral light appears, and in that light you will see Jesus. If you continue broadcasting your thought, "Please come to me," and hold on the concentration, he will first come to you as a small image. And as you continue and your power gets stronger, it begins to take on a full form. And as you apply more concentration and devotion, he will speak to you. But when you open your eyes fully, the vision will vanish. And your mind would say, "Why can't I see him with my open eyes?" Then you'll know that you have to try harder until you're able to see him while the eyes are open. However, even after you see him and hear him speak, he will disappear if you try to touch him. Only when you have become far more concentrated and begin to lose all sensation, you may touch him and evoke deep devotion. Then the astral light from which he comes from becomes so powerful that it will take on shape and materialize itself in front of you, just like a motion picture taking a form, and is true to your sense of touch. These experiences are tremendous. But can be only achieved by your deepest desire and love. So meditate until you make contact. the blessings of the Guru and the grace of God is with us tonight as we remain steadfast in our efforts to the end. He will appear before us. Many devotees are seeing Jesus on this day because of the deep and long continued meditation. And if you don't see Christ right away, you will feel him. If we all could see this glorious radiation streaming in all directions as we meditate on this Christmas period, we will not only see Jesus, but we will also see the angels who are celebrating this glorious manifestation around us. Only a little part of that radiation is enough to lift us up into Christ consciousness. When you behold this vision of Jesus, do not just concentrate on worshiping the personal form, but try to gradually become aware of the awareness radiating out from eternity to you as you merge into it. Therefore, as you pray to the masters and Jesus, it's important that you see them. You must see them. Christ and all the other great gurus that are in this final sphere. Been telling you this whole evening about Jesus and how to contact him. But what is more important is the object of communion with the Christ consciousness. For centuries, from Jerusalem to India, this earth plane has been hallowed by great souls who have all brought the same one message to us. That is the message of self-realization. The Christ intelligence which manifests throughout vibratory creation. A person cannot know of Jesus by merely reading a book on theology, scriptures. He must feel the presence of Jesus in deep meditation. He must have an experience of Christ consciousness throughout vibratory creation. We must learn to seek this spiritual solace in the inner immortal temple. let us enlarge the cup of our consciousness. So that the Christ consciousness can fill us and quench our soul thirst. As we behold the Christ consciousness in all individuals, families, races, creatures, we must finally experience Him in the spinal Christmas tree of the bodily temple. There we will discover the star of wisdom, the omnipresent ever-new joy, the cosmic sound, cosmic light, cosmic vibration, cosmic wisdom, and cosmic love. Every year, and every moment, the Christ is recognized in cosmic consciousness. And the angelic beings all celebrate this glorious manifestation. Let us now celebrate this Christ consciousness in our own meditation. Let us prepare the Christmas tree of the spine. And let us place eternal gifts on this beautiful spinal tree. The gift of eternal conscious life. Unconditional love. Unattachment. Service. Understanding, self-control, and self-surrender. And as we place these gifts on the spinal column of the great cosmic Christmas tree, we behold the cosmic Christ consciousness permeating us in a golden blue-white light, flowing through us and around us. And may this consciousness lift us up, that we be living examples of these glorious gifts. And as we permeate our consciousness, not the physical body of Jesus, but the glorious Christ consciousness that is in all creation, we will then participate of these glorious gifts that we feel in the spinal Christmas tree in the bodily temple. Om Christ Gurus. Beloved Jesus, I surrender my ego to thy consciousness. May thy blessing flow through me to all these holy ones. As I touch them on their forehead, may thy blessing flow to them. granting them permanent Christ consciousness in this bodily temple. And may they feel thy presence and behold the many masters who made us conscious of thy presence. And may we live in this glorious consciousness and participate with this blessing. We thank thee. Om Christ Gurus. Secret techniques of yore to liberate us forever.
Spirit, thou art just behind my vision, with which I see thine outward beauty, Thou art just behind my hearing, with which I listen to the medley of earth sounds. Thou art just behind my touch, with which I feel the objects of thy world. Thou art just behind the veil of nature's splendors in the sympathetic glances of flowers, in the zest of sustaining food, and in all thine other bounties lies hidden the essence of thy being, thine eternal sweetness. As I invoke thee, Lord, thou art just behind my awe and trembling voice. Thou art just behind the mind with which I pray. Thou art just behind my deepest feelings. Thou art just behind my sacred thoughts. Thou art just behind my cravings for thee. Thou art just behind my meditations. Thou art just behind my tender love. Wilt thou not come out from behind the screens of human feelings and creation's elaborate displays? Oh, inscrutable by mortals, open my divine eye that sees thee as thou art.
To describe a life such as this, one must have a background knowledge of its mission. We feel that this would give us a better view of our Guru Paramhansaji. Babaji, the Supreme Master and Mahavatar, made this statement to Sri Yukteswar years before Paramhansa Yogananda was born. He said to Sri Yukteswar, "I see that you are interested in the West as well as in the East." His face beamed with approval and felt the pangs of Yukteswar's heart, broad enough for all men, and said, "East and West must establish a golden middle path of activity and spirituality combined." We have much to learn from the West in material development, and in return, much to give in universal methods to the West in order for them to base their religious beliefs. You, Swamiji, have a part to play in the coming harmonious exchange between the East and the West. Some years hence, I shall send you a disciple whom you can train for yoga dissemination in the West. The vibrations there of many spiritually seeking souls come flood-like to me. I perceive potential saints in America and Europe waiting to be awakened. You see, Master's life was predicted way before in a conversation between the Supreme Master Babaji and Yukteswarji. There was a moment in time just before the Master decided to come to America. He prayed agonizingly for an answer. If he was a chosen one to perform a spiritual dispensation in the world. Answering that summons was a young man. He entered Yogananda's house, and Yogananda thought it must be Babaji, because the man had the features of a young Lahiri Mahasaya. The great master answered his thought, "Yes, I am Babaji. Our Heavenly Father has heard your prayer. He commands me to tell you, follow the behests of your guru and go to America. Fear not, you shall be protected." He again addressed Yogananda by saying, "You are the one I have chosen to spread the message of Kriya Yoga in the West. Long ago, I met your guru, Yukteswar, at a Kumbh Mela. I told him then I would send you to him for training. The deathless guru touched me, and I realized from his own lips that he had guided me to my guru, Sri Yukteswar. And after telling me many things about my life, I realized that my mission in the West was already predicted." The deathless guru then said to Paramhansaji, "Kriya Yoga, the scientific technique of God realization, will finally and ultimately spread in all lands and aid in harmonizing the nations through man's personal transcendental perception of the Infinite Father." The great master then electrified Paramhansaji with a majestic gaze and a glimpse of his cosmic consciousness.
If there should rise suddenly within the skies sunburst of a thousand suns, flooding earth with beams undeemed of, then might be that Holy One's majesty and radiance dreamed of. So mused a traveler on the earthly plane, being in himself a type of all mankind. For aspirations dim at first possessed him only, rising vaguely in his dreams. Till in ripe years his early musings changed to inspiration and the light of soul. Then vision came, and in the light he saw what he had hoped now openly reveal, and much besides, the inmost soul of things, and beauty is the crown of life itself, ineffable, transcending mortal form. For robed in light, no longer fantasy, before his gaze the true ideal stood. Sublimely fair, beyond conception, clothed in beauty and divinest symmetry. Yet pined he not like him of Latmos when, in dreaming ecstasy upon the hills beneath the moon, he saw his love unveiled. For well he knew the crowning of his life was in that vision and would be fulfilled. Nay, was fulfilled. For henceforth by his side a radiant being stood. His guiding light and polar star, that as a magnet held him in the hold of ever-enduring love. But how describe this being henceforth his? What words can tell what words transcend, but say that she was fair beyond all human thought? For who could paint those features in that form so exquisitely molded that no art could reach them, or convey in any mold the smile upon those rosy lips? Or catch and give the full expression of those eyes? So wonderful, half veiled beneath the sweep of soft and curving lashes, that enhanced beyond describing the effect that flowed from out the liquid depths of those full orbs. The founts of love so full of smoldering fire, and yet passion so tender and so chaste. Her every movement, too, so perfect, seemed like nature heightened by unconscious art. And all her bearing gentleness, genteelness itself. For not the majesty that overawes, that high imperious consciousness of worth that makes the lowly shrink abashed, was hers. But in its stead was all the winning grace and sweetness that immortal love could add to beautify its shrine, make thereof a fitting habitation for itself. For bending forward with that wondrous look, so inexpressible, she seemed to say, "Thou art mine own. Mine equal, and my spouse, my complement, without whom I were not. So in mine eyes, thou art more fair than I, for in thee only is my life fulfilled." Then added in harmonious voice aloud, "Thou long hast thought upon life's mystery, its vast, eternal, recurring rounds of rest and rebirth and activity. And sought therein the passage of the soul, the light to dark, from dark to light again. Come then with me, and we will see in part the latter in its human phase unveiled. So saying, with her presence she endowed him with new senses, faculties, and powers that far surpassed the limits of the old. Thank you.
beloved master, perceive this great cosmic experience by gazing on the Supreme Master Babaji. Now, Master himself, crave this experience to be a permanent thing within himself, and therefore sought to enter it. His own guru, Sri Yukteswar, bestowed this wonderful experience upon him. This divine experience of cosmic consciousness. The divine experience does not come by intellectual willingness or open-mindedness. It descends through the enlargement of the consciousness and by devotion and through the natural inevitability of a divine nature, the student pulls at God with irresistible force, and the cosmic vision is then drawn down within the seeker's range of consciousness. Master, own cosmic experience is now being described
every vapor of sorrow, sailed away all dawns of fleeting joy, gone the dim sensory mirage, love, hate, health, disease, life, death. Perish these false shadows on the screen of duality. The storm of Maya stilled, by magic wand of intuition deep. Present, past, future, no more for me, but ever present, all flowing. I, everywhere, planets, stars, stardust, earth, volcanic bursts of doomsday cataclysms, creation's molding furnace, glaciers of silent X-rays, burning electrons, floods, thoughts of all men, past, present, to come, every blade of grass, myself, mankind, each particle of universal dust, anger, greed, good, bad, salvation, lust, I swallowed, transmuted all into a vast ocean of blood of my own one being. Smoldering joy, off-puffed by meditation, blinding my tearful eyes, burst
into immortal flames of bliss. Consume my tears, my frame, my all. Thou art I am thou. Knowing, knower, known as one. Tranquilled, unbroken thrill, eternally living, ever new peace. Enjoyable beyond imagination of expectancy. Samadhi, bliss. Not an unconscious state, or mental chloroform without willful return. Samadhi but extends my conscious realm beyond limits of the mortal flame, to farthest boundary of eternity, where I, the cosmic sea, watch the little ego floating in me. Mobile murmurs of atoms are heard. The dark earth, mountains, vales, low molten liquid. Flowing seas change into vapors of nebulae. Om blows upon vapors, opening wondrously their veils. Oceans stand revealed, shining electrons, till at the last sound of the cosmic drum, vanish the grosser lights into eternal rays of all-pervading bliss. From joy I came, for joy I live, in sacred joy I melt. Ocean of mine, I drink all creation's waves. Four veils of solid, liquid, vapor, light. Lift aright. I, in everything, enter the great myself. Gone forever, fitful, flickering shadows of mortal memory, spotless in my mental sky. Below, ahead, and high above, eternity and I, one united ray. A tiny bubble of laughter. I am become the sea of mirth itself.
We see from these cosmic experiences, it is possible for us, the disciples, to daily experience this cosmic experience. As we close our eyes and gaze at the point between the eyebrows at the Christ Center, slowly expanding our consciousness and beholding the golden light, the blue, the cosmic white star radiating, feeling our presence traveling through our entire bodies, into our rooms, the four walls, beyond the four walls, expanding to the very boundaries of our community, to the boundaries of our countries, and to the boundaries of other countries, expanding throughout the entire earth. Our consciousness is expanding to all the planets, stars, galaxies, the entire creation. As we behold this cosmic chalice, this cosmic holy grail, being filled with the divine spirit, the divine nature, we shall drink daily. As we see the cosmic light and hear the cosmic sound and feel the cosmic bliss permeating our bodies, and taste the cosmic nectar in our mouths, and smell the cosmic perfume, then we know, beyond all doubt, that we too are experiencing this glorious cosmic consciousness to which the Master Paramsaji came and brought the beautiful techniques for us to experience them. We shall daily commune with our cosmic nature and drink in this Holy Spirit. And as often as we do this, in remembrance of him, then we too would be living examples of his wondrous life, cosmic consciousness.
Whisper, God, Christ, Gurus. God is the food, and when you break your fast of nightly separation from him, taste him and mentally say, God, Christ, Gurus. No matter where you go, let this spotlight of your mind ever keep turning on God, and in the battle din of activity, let your silent war cry be, God, Christ, Guru. When boisterous storms of trial shriek, and when worries howl at you, drown their noises by loudly chanting, God, Christ, Guru. When your mind weaves dreams with threads of memories, then on that magic plot, always embossed, God, Christ, Guru. Every night, in time of deepest sleep, when your peace dreams and calls, joy, 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 and your joy comes singing evermore. Always inwardly chant, God, Christ, Guru. In waking, eating, working, dreaming, sleeping, serving, meditating, chanting, divinely loving, let your soul constantly hum, unheard by any, God, Christ, Guru.
Yeah. We thank you.